Good morning to
Good
everyone.
morning, good
Of
morning, ladies and
the
gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhirubhai Industries Limited and SKP Securities to Dhirubhai's Q3 FY24 earnings webinar. We have with us Mr. Sudhir Chitlangia, Managing Director, Mr. Akhilesh Chitlangia, ED and COO, and Mr. Pawan Kumar Verma, CFO. This webinar is being recorded for compliance reasons, and during the discussion, there may be certain forward-looking statements. These must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Chitlangia, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Sudhir.
Thank you, Naveen ji. Good morning to everyone, and thank you for attending our earnings webinar for Q3 FY24. During Q3 FY24, Dhirubhai has reported a revenue of 79.82 crores, an increase of 11.3% from the same period last year, down 4.2% from Q2 FY24, and a profit after tax of 31 lakhs. For the year, revenue stands at 239 crores, up from 218.12 crores, a growth of 9.6%, with a PAT for nine period at 2.24 crores as against 2.97 crores in the same period last year. We are happy to inform that the last board meeting held on 14th February, the board of directors have approved the infusion of 43.9 crores of equity by way of preferential allotment of equity warrants, equity shares, and warrants. This infusion is pending for our shareholders and regulatory approvals. Once completed, in addition to the earlier infusion of 28.03 crores, the balance sheet will be substantially strengthened and provide the necessary capital to grow the business and improve the operating margin significantly. I would also like to inform that the company, in its operations, related to its operations of in Assam, had been served the demand order for on excise duty, which had been successfully contested by the company at the lower levels. The department had preferred an appeal in the SESTAT, which has been recently vacated. Hence, this contingent liability, which was has been mentioned in the balance sheet, will be removed going ahead. Dhirubhai has, over the years, built a strong brand in the industry and is recognized across the country for its high standard of quality, which has been maintained substantially. The company has been continuously working on expanding its market presence gradually over the last few years and will now focus on further consolidating the existing markets as well as entering into newer markets and provide the people with its high-quality products to meet the demand for sale. It also gives me great pleasure to inform you that the board has approved to elevate Akhilesh Chitlangia as the Managing Director of the company with effect from 1st April 2024. And while I will step into the role of being the executive chairman from the same date, this transition will ensure that the growth plans of the company move at a faster pace, enabling higher returns to all our investors. I will now request Akhilesh to speak more about the business.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, and good morning. So the further infusion of 43.9 crores, subject to shareholders and subsequently regulatory approvals, will be a significant boost for the company. With this infusion, over the last 2 years, the company's balance sheet will be strengthened by over 72 crores of net worth infusion. Like the previous equity infusion that happened, even this current infusion will allow us to rapidly scale business through our asset-light model and in addition, allow us to procure material on better terms, thereby resulting in substantial margin improvement. On the business front, demand for our product is strong, as reflected in our quarter-on-quarter growth. There are inflationary challenges due to shortage of timber. However, we are on top of these issues and all mitigating steps are being taken. As mentioned, we have had an increase in our revenue on a year-on-year basis, closing Q3 at 79.82 crores, a 11.3% growth over last year. And for the 9 month ended, our revenue stood at 239 crores, up 9.6% up from the same period last year. For the quarter, revenue from in-house manufacturing in Rajkot stood at 46.94 crores. It's down 8.8% year-on-year and down nearly 5% quarter-on-quarter basis. Revenue from contract manufacturing stood at 34.4 crores, down, which is a growth of 62.2% year-on-year, though it's down 3% quarter-on-quarter. For the 9 month ended, revenue from in-house manufacturing stood at 143.7 crores, down 4.5% year-on-year, though revenue from contract manufacturing was up by 41%, ending in 95.3 crores. We have maintained our cost of goods sold compared in comparison to Q1 and Q2. Q3 numbers remain the same. This has been due to better through a mix of better sourcing and efficient supply chain distribution and price rationalization. The EBITDA margin for Q3 FY24 stood at 4.1% as against 4.4% in Q3 FY23, and it's down from 4.4% in Q2 FY24. The 9 month EBITDA stood at 4.8% as against 5.5% in the same period last year. On the sales side, a strategic decision to enter the mid-price market through our brand Tower continues to pay dividend, with Tower sales growing by 54% for the 9 month FY24. Sale of Duro brand products improved with a 2% growth for the 9 month period. For the quarter ended December, Tower segment saw a rapid growth of 28% year on year, but it's down 13% quarter on quarter. On the Duro brand, product grew by 8% on a year on year basis and was marginally down by 2% on quarter basis. Our marketing spend remained moderated at 3.6% of sales for the year. However, in the third quarter, it was at 3.8%. To boost the sales of our premium product, after significant research, we had launched Duro Advantage 9 layers of protection on select premium products. Overall response has been very positive, and we expect a strong growth in our premium segments in the coming quarter. In addition, the company had undertaken another marketing initiative, which was the launch of Duro Beyond Blueprints, a podcast series covering the design philosophy and journey of leading architects and designers in India. The podcast is doing very well and is available on the company's YouTube page, Duro TV, as well as Spotify. With this, I now request Mr. Pawan Verma, our CFO, to take you through some of our numbers.
Thank you, sir, and good morning to everyone. Let me take you through some of the key financials from the last quarter. For the quarter, cost of goods sold stood at 66.1%, same as that in Q1 FY24 and Q2 FY24. Our cost of goods sold in Q3 previous year stood at 64.1%. This is largely on account of increased business from contract manufacturing, which contributed approximately 22% margin as compared to 40 to 41% on in-house manufactured goods. In terms of margins across the two sources, the manufacturing margin marginally improved to 42.4% as against 41.5% in Q2 FY24. For the 9 month period, the manufacturing margin stood at 41.3%. Whereas trading margin dipped to 20.4% in Q3 FY24 as compared to 23.3% in Q2 FY24. For the 9 month ended quarter, contract manufacturing margin stood at 22.5%. Margin in Rajkot has been steadily improving due to better sourcing of domestic and improved raw materials, while challenges on the domestic raw material sites has pushed cost high on the contract manufacturing sites. Employee cost stood at 10.1% of sales in 9 month financial year 24 as compared to 9.9% in 9 month FY23. Debtors days for the quarter stood at 41 days of the sales, whereas the same was in the 38 days was there in the previous quarter. Inventory days has been increased to 152 days of the consumptions from 133 days in previous quarter. Creditor days has also increased to 137 days of consumptions from 123 days in the previous quarter. As a result of which, the cash conversion cycle has increased to 55 days in Q3 FY24 from 47 days in Q2. The interest cost has been 2.3% of the sales for the 9 month ended FY24. Thank you.
Thank you, Pawan. So third quarter is always challenging in terms of growth and margins due to the festive seasons across the country. But we have shown good growth in our sales, while our margins are slightly subdued. With this latest fund infusion, subject to relevant approvals, we expect to see a faster growth and increase in our operating margins going ahead. And Navinji, I think with that, we can open the floor with for questions if there are any.
Thank you, Akhilesh. Friends, we open the floor for the Q&A session now. Anyone wishing to ask a question, request you to raise your hand. We'll unmute you and take your question. Wait for a couple of minutes while questions line up. Friends, anyone with a question, request you to raise your hand. So we take up your question then. Well, participants just gather and ask questions. Akhilesh, in case there's anything else that you would like to add, please, while questions line.
I think we've added, we're looking very positively to the future, and this fund infusion will give us a significant boost in our growth plans in the future. But yeah, if let's see if there's any more questions on this front or on the business operations.
Yes, so opening remarks covered most of the areas that the investors were looking for right now.
Right.
Akhilesh, in case there's anything else that you want to add, because right now there don't seem to be any questions from the investors. So what are, okay, there is one. Tarun, please go ahead and unmute yourself.
Yeah, good morning to the team, Duro. We have a few questions, like regarding to the previous liabilities, contingent liabilities. There's a clarification of 12 crores. And what is the board outlook for the further remaining amount?
May I request Sudeep ji to please take that? You're on mute.
There is one major item which is pertaining to an income tax demand which has been raised for the assessment year 18-19. This demand is erroneous in nature and also by way of the conditions that, I mean, the reasons that have been mentioned in same. The same has been given a stayed by the Calcutta High Court, and there is a technicality issue which due to which this matter has remained pending. It is under the active pursuance with the department to resolve this issue, and we expect it to get for the same to be sorted out very soon. Timelines, however, I'm very difficult to mention when government departments are at work, but there is unlikely to be any major demand on the company on that front.
Right, thank you. And about the fund infusion, where do we intend to deploy the funds which we're about to raise?
I'll take that. So the funds are coming for sorting out our working capital challenges and as growth capital. So that's where we will be deploying the funds purely for better sourcing of materials through which we expect our margins to improve and also give us the necessary capital for growth in terms of debtors and credit and inventory growth. So on those two fronts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tarun. Friends, anyone with a question, request you to raise your hand and we'll take it up. If there are no further questions coming up, what I've done is I've shared my email ID on the chat with everyone. In case there are any questions, request you to please forward them to me on mail. We'll take them to the management and get back to you once we receive our report. Akhilesh, may I request you to give the closing remarks? Okay, there's one more question.
There is one more question.
There's one more question. Zalak, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask, you were giving guidance of 18 to 20% growth, but it is not seen in the numbers. So when can we expect this growth?
Thank you for that question, Zalak. Okay, so we had given this guidance of mid to high teens growth at the starting of the year. Thereafter, there were a lot of headwind within the industry. As a result, our growth has been slightly lower than anticipated. I think with once this fund infusion comes through, which will significantly boost our working capital cycle, as well as significantly help us improve our margins, we should then soon start seeing high teens growth going forward. Maybe from quarter one or quarter two of next financial
year.
Mr. Tarun Rathi, can you please mute yourself? Yeah. So, Zalak, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, and any future guidance expectations?
As I said, we're looking to grow in the mid-teens to high-teens level for the next financial year. And we should also see an improvement in our operating margins, at least a couple of percentage points on that front.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Zala. Friends, anyone with a question, please raise your hand and we'll take it up. At least we'll just wait for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Those questions are lining up in a while. Friends, anyone with a question, request you please to raise your hand so we can take up your question. Akhilesh, may I invite you for the closing remarks? Is there for the questions? Sudeepji, Akhilesh.
Yeah, I'll take that. Thank you everyone for joining us on this Q3 FY 2024 earnings call. We believe in India's story, and there will be significant demand for home interiors. The strength of our brand gives us the confidence that we will grow and play a large part in this growth story. For us, as mentioned earlier, the journey has just started and there's a long way to go. Look forward to seeing you at the next earnings call. Thank you.
On behalf of all of us at SKP Securities, Sudeepji, Akhilesh and Pawan, thank you very much to take time to interact with the investors. Friends, I have shared my email ID, so in case you do have some follow-up questions, please share them with me on my mail. Thank you very much and looking forward to hosting you again in the next quarterly results webinar. Thank you and have a lovely day.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.